Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Abby, if you want to make your way, there's headphones in a pack in here. Because you know we're going to have to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to make your way in here.
Oh, go in there.
Yeah, just because I know. We might as well do this and get it on, get it over with.
What?
Well, the whole thing we talked about on the show.
Oh, so Abby, call your driver, pick you up, bring you over here.
Hilarious. That's funny. I like that. So yeah, we'll let Abby get situated. A man was arrested for trying to break into Will Smith's house. A spokesperson for the Malibu Sheriff's Station tells Page Six Tuesday police responded to a call of a suspicious person May 1st at 4:06 p.m. Bro, don't try to break in at 4:06 p.m.
Why?
It's still daylight.
Yeah, but like these actors, aren't they like...
But people are still active.
And you would think these celebrities have more than... Like, don't they have people at their house all the time?
You would think so, but sometimes not.
Not at 4:06.
4:06 p.m. Deputies were first told the suspect was in the vicinity of Will Smith's residence, but then received a second call that informed officers they had made it onto the movie star's property. According to TMZ, Smith's security team intervened during the ordeal, detained the man, and then... held him. The suspect, who is identified as 37-year-old Robert Ogden, was arrested for trespassing. Page Six. That's scary.
Yeah.
But like The Bling Ring, you guys watch that show. Lunchbox, you watch the documentary, The Bling Ring?
No, I never watched it, but man, I watched incredible.
The movie. Oh, it's a movie. It's a documentary.
Yeah, I watched the movie. It was terrible.
But those were famous people that weren't at home.
They were, and they would leave sliding doors open. Like, that simple.
There's a documentary, too.
There is? Mm-hmm. Did you watch that?
Yeah. It's a dude that did it, actually talking about it.
So then, but it was famous people... leaving their house, and they were just gone, right? Nobody was there.
Correct. Middle of the night. Middle of the night. And they wouldn't, they would steal stuff, but like they would mostly just kind of sit in there and like drink in the bars in the house and like put on their clothes, Paris Hilton.
That's funny.
The monk play with the monkey.
That's not funny, but that's funny that it was about the experience.
Yeah.
More than like a robbery ring.
And then they would invite friends over, have a party and everything. Ring.
That's, so what was the most trouble they got into?
The dude definitely went to jail, but he was out talking about it. So a couple years of jail.
Did they steal a lot of stuff? Was it the initial bling ringers that stole, or did they bring in, hey, you should do this with this, and I can't believe you stole, God, that was the point, wasn't to take stuff? Or was their idea to steal immediately?
Yeah, they just stumbled upon it. I think they had a couple drinks, and they were hiking those trails, and they didn't realize that the trails were kind of behind all these celebrities' houses, and then one time they just jumped the fence and... went a little bit farther and actually tried the door, and it actually worked. And then the other time they realized it was Paris Hilton's house, and then they knew, they said they could always guarantee Paris would have money in one of her purses, they'd get a couple $100s, and that it should always have drugs. So they went to hers probably 10 to 20 times, and she never even realized she was getting robbed.
That's crazy.
Man, what a life to never know you're getting robbed. They're just taking it.
That's when they got busted, though. They got greedy. They went for like expenses, watches and stuff, and that's the one that broke the news.
So they didn't say, let's have a gathering. Now, here's the plan. We're going to go start robbing people's houses or going in. So it just kind of, oh, this seems fun, and it slowly elevated.
Correct. And then they were just doing it every weekend. It was just a thing to them.
Hmm. Did you see the video of Paris Hilton She had on like a dress or wedding dress or something, holding the baby. Mm-mm. Holding her baby. Mm-mm. Morgan, you see it?
Yeah.
And her baby's, it's baby color. It's white. It's pale. And she's in spray tan. It's completely different. She was like, she was being funny. It also made her seem like a human. It was very humanizing. Because she was like, can I spray tan my baby? Because it didn't match her.
Yeah, because they look like very polarizing different colors.
Yeah. And I watched that and I was like, oh, Paris Hilton's kind of likable.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was funny. Everybody's been really mean about it.
Oh, I thought it was funny too.
No, like people are like mad that she said, oh, I should spray tan my baby. But she wasn't being serious.
Yeah, I took that as a total joke.
Mad at everything.
That's true. That's true.
Are you talking about Drake at all?
Huh?
You see Drake's security guard?
Got shot outside his house?
Yeah.
Yeah, did it have anything to do with like the beef, like the
Kendrick Lamar?
Like the
dude, this is crazy. My son was asking me about it, and I was like, "Hey, this is the whole Tupac Biggie thing." Like,
but I feel like this is probably like, "Hey, we're gonna start a
you know, beef."
Sure.
Diss track.
We're gonna do diss tracks back and forth. Drake's Toronto mansion was the scene of a drive-by shooting early Tuesday, but the Canadian rap sensation is safe and cooperating with the police investigation, and yet has no motive. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. Toronto police said the shooting at Bayview Avenue and Lawrence Avenue left one man serious injuries and treated at the hospital. Could be just a coincidence. Could be a part of that. But I don't know, man. I just don't believe anything anymore.
Really?
Not when it comes to media. Everything's set up.
But when someone gets shot, it's not really set up, though, right?
I hear you. And if it was with this, then I'll believe that this is real.
Yeah.
But I believe it could have been many things or wrong place, wrong time, or I don't know. Or somebody just mad for Kendrick. You're disrespecting
a fan?
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of things. I believe that everything is artificially hyped until you convince me otherwise. Speaking of which, I have a press conference today at 2 p.m.
Is it artificially hyped?
Who knows?
Speaking of.
2 p.m. Thank you. It'll be at my, we're doing it at my house. 2 p.m. Central Time on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't know why that all came to my mind at the same time, but possibly. Just something, you know? Or am I doing the opposite by saying artificially hyped? And it really is something big.
Who's invited? Like, obviously. Have you sent a press release out?
Yeah, it's a press conference.
There are members of the press that will be there, yes.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. I thought that maybe you're going to use that filter that gives you microphones.
They have a filter that does that?
Yeah, or something like that. I feel like I've seen that. You get in front of it, and there's all these microphones.
I don't know, see if you can find that.
Okay.
Abby's back in the studio. Abby, so on the show, we found out that you're making $20,000. I'm very proud of you. You don't be embarrassed. I can tell you're like embarrassed. And why are you embarrassed?
I don't know. It just, that's more than I've ever made on anything. So,
so what happened was Abby got a DM. You correct me if my events are wrong. Abby got a DM. She was like, is this even real? I think she took it to Eddie and was like, what do you think? Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
And then Eddie was like, yeah, I think so. Then it was sent over to me and I was like, well, let's just get the person on the phone. Let's talk to him. Turns out the person is the person at the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they DM'd Abby because they wanted Abby to come out and host and perform, but to find a headliner. And the total budget was $50,000. So, and Abby came to me and I was like, here's some options. Reach out to these people. Obviously, we love George Burge. Close personal friend. However, got a number one. About to have another massive hit. And so we're like, these are people you can call. So I didn't know it was George Burge until you said it today.
Yeah.
And so of the 50 grand, 30 of it goes to George and 20 of it goes to Abby. And I'm so happy for you because it's not like you created the entire situation, but that's not how all success works. You were presented something and you made the absolute most of it. And let's just say, follow me here. Follow me. If for some reason this goes off as a great success, and they sell a bunch of tickets, I would be willing to think other people would approach you to do the same thing, because the way to continue success is to be able to show past success.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. It was presented to you. You took it and ran with it. You used your resources. And now you just got to go and do it, fulfill it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so cool. And you're going to make $20,000.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm going to open the room up. Let's have a little press conference here. Let's go to Lunchbox.
I think it's crazy. I don't think you deserve $20,000. I mean, I guess you deserve it because they gave it to you, but I feel like they got the smallest fish in the sea, and I mean, I just don't know what their marketing team should be investigated.
So what would you have done, though, had you got the DM?
I would have booked someone.
Who?
I don't know.
Who would you have booked, and how would you have booked them?
I don't know. Same thing Abby would have done. I'd have been like, guys, I'm about to make some money, and then you guys would have helped me get an artist.
What do we?
Yeah. It was hard to get availability for that date and in the budget that they want. Yeah. So.
I didn't say it was easy.
Okay. Eddie? You're saying you would have done stuff, but you wouldn't.
Abby, so what was...
I mean, the same thing that Bobby did. He gave you artists that he would have, should have gone after. He gave you his representation. Tom helped you book it. So
he did not help me.
He didn't give you connection.
He gave me advice.
Exactly.
He gave me advice, but this was not one of the artists that we
That's what I'm saying.
About,
so they would have given me advice.
Okay. Okay.
Abby, from this experience, do you think that you've gained enough knowledge? And it hasn't even... Well, that's part of my second question, but... Have you gained enough knowledge at promoting? I guess it's concert promoter, right? Is that what it's called?
No, she hadn't promoted anything yet.
No, but this is called a concert promoter.
She's learning about the business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How it works.
Do you think you kind of gathered enough information to do this again if this all goes off well?
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready. I think I did learn a lot. Like, it's about booking a show and, like, what it takes, like, all the equipment you need to...
But also,
you're booking equipment
it's
too?
Like she's getting the advance of the money because
a promoter
concert promoter,
would pay for the money.
You would have to front the money. Because we all watched, or I did, Mike and I did, Unsung Hero, and that didn't go well for the Small Bones.
Yeah, a real promoter, like if somebody wants to hire me to do stand-up, they'll go, okay, I'm going to go rent this theater for $1, and I'm going to pay him 50 cents, and I think by the time I pay him, he'll sell enough tickets that I can make $1.75. And so it's a risk they're taking.
Okay.
So I get my guarantee of 50 cents and I go and perform the show. Usually, and there's some back end to it. If it sells over a certain point, you get a percentage after that. And so with the tickets and the drinks and all that, promoter's trying to make over the dollar and 50 cents that he spent on the venue and myself to get to that $1.75. So there's risk involved.
Got it.
She's not having to do that. They reached out to her and said, we want to hire you as a talent, but also like a talent scout.
So is Abby kind of a booking agent? Would that kind of
be? Well, she booked herself.
Yeah. Hey, Abby, what are you? Do you know what you are?
Booking agent, let's say that. But also like the
and
host.
And talent. Your talent.
And opener.
What are you going to do as a tour manager?
I'm all on my own. Mm-hmm. Like when I was turning things in, because they needed like a hospitality writer and a technical writer, like what you want, like in the green room and all that. And I was just doing all that by myself. And then George had his people that represented.
So who's going to play guitar for you?
Great question. That's a little bit in the works still. So I'm either like George.
Just hire a player.
Yeah, I was going to do that. Like someone.
I would take your own player.
Oh, okay.
Or find one there. I would find a player though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe here and you can practice, but you have to pay,
pay them.
Yeah.
You know, $350, $400 plus their hotel, plus their flight. It gets to be expensive. That money starts to eat away, I can tell you. But that's part of it. And in the end, after everything is done, you know, okay, you're grossing $20,000, you'll probably make like $12,000 clear after everything. And that's awesome.
Well,
that's
and you're going to have to pay taxes.
Well, I count that in there.
Oh, you counted that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, still working on guitar player. Because I'm not ready yet for me.
No, yeah, I don't think anyone is asking you to be. So, but I would get your own and not even bother George and that team with it.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to let them do their thing. Because who knows? You and George could tour the world together.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the Abby-George tour.
Go. I could hit, like, the race circuit.
Ooh.
Like, all the
What kind of race is it?
That'd be legit. So, it's, like, it's the Firestone, the Grand Prix of Monterey.
So, it's not.
Cars?
Yeah. Cars? Yeah, I think so. But it's not, like, NASCAR.
I can't believe they're going to pay her that much money to play cover songs. I mean.
No. Hey There, Hometown.
Yeah, Hey There, Hometown will be on the list.
Vacation?
Vacation! Ray, are you in?
So when you're on the road, do you think performing this in Monterey, I don't know, this might be stupid, but should you customize Hey There, Hometown to fit the.
Oh, dang.
Monterey.
I could do that, yeah.
Hey there, Monterey.
That works,
You'll
actually.
Oh, my gosh.
But you don't have to. I don't know. Sometimes when people pander, it feels lame.
I know, but.
What do you mean, saying this is.
When they wear their jerseys.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes too much pandering is like, okay, do you not have any friends at home? Is that why you're doing this?
Oh, Firestone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you definitely wouldn't want to do that.
I'll probably keep it.
Monterey, though, could be once. Like at the end, you do it.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end you do, oh, whatever, Wichita. But at the end you're like, ooh, Monterey.
Yeah, that's
the very end.
I like that.
You're also the opener, so it's not. So, respectfully, people aren't, and it's probably still a little daylight. It's the opener's not the big get because you're playing by yourself. Mm-hmm. Georgia have a band with them and stuff.
Right.
So you don't have the pressure on you to like have some great performance. You're just there to get people warm, play them some songs, collect your check, get out of there.
Yeah, because last year they do like a cover band. That's what they do. So that's why this is kind of different. They get a little bit of cover songs, and then they get the headliner.
Whatever happened with Hey There Hometown and the TV commercial?
Oh, dang. So yeah, they reached out to me probably a couple months ago, and they were like, we really want to use your song in a tourism commercial that would air in like Texas, Nebraska, surrounding states to get people to want to come to Wichita. And we had this whole deal. It's been like 2 months. Like I've been going back and forth with other publishers from the songwriters that I wrote with, and they all have to come up with an agreement of like a cost, and it was above the budget of Wichita, so it's no longer.
Well, they wouldn't come down.
They wouldn't move?
For that, mm-mm. For that, really?
Yeah, after all of that.
What was the, you know, really the budget sad. That the commercial was trying to have?
Mm-mm. That was the hard part, because they usually need you to come in and like give a range. Yeesh. In
what
order
for, what were you guys asking for?
A lot. A little too much, probably.
Well, yeah, obviously too much. Didn't pay for it.
Well, now that she got this gig, you know.
Yeah, now it's like she won't even wake, get out of bed for it.
So this is 10 grand. What they say, like, generally, if someone just came off the street and they were like, hey, I want to use this song in my commercial. And they also wanted me to rewrite 30 seconds to personalize it more to Wichita. So it was like rewriting a whole song. And so the publisher said if someone did that off the street, it would probably be like $100,000.
I don't think that's true.
What?
I don't think that's true at all. Actually, I don't think that's true. I very much know that's not true. I think
I would have taken.
Yeah.
If 100,000, like maybe if it's like a number one song?
I have Well, no, you can also write songs for.
Oh.
I think some of these publishers think like they're.
No, yeah.
These are like Morgan Wallen prices.
Yeah. I mean, and Amy, you're right. It's crazy.
But then one of the other publishers, they were way low. And they were in the. So it was just, it got really confusing, I think, for Wichita. And they were just like, this is too much.
Dang.
Because I would have taken.
Heck yeah.
$10. Yeah, I was so excited. That would have been cool.
Man, it's like they got no money.
I know.
They negotiated having no money.
I even said that. I was like, you know, I'm not Carrie Underwood, right?
No, it's not even that. It's like sometimes for lesser things, you lower rates. Like, I'll give you an example. Let me pick a smaller town that we're in. Let's go, not super small, but Dayton, Ohio. If a plumber comes to me and goes, hey, I'd like for you to do a commercial on the Dayton station only, not the national feed, the Dayton station only. I don't go, no, my usual cost is this for the for my national fee. I go, yeah, what's the Dayton fee? $30? Great, no problem. Okay. And I do that all the time because then, like, if money that isn't made, that's lost money, man.
I know. That's why I wish there would have been some sort. I'd asked them several times, like, what their budget was or what the range was, and I...
Did you tell them you made $20,000 to send a concert out?
No.
They probably knew that, Abby. Bitch in the butt.
No.
She's too expensive for us.
I don't think so.
1 to 10, how jealous are you, Eddie?
I'm not jealous at all. I am shocked.
Eye roll.
Shocked.
You started saying all she does is make copies during the show. That's jealousy. That's hatred
it's
coming out.
It's not jealousy. The truth of the matter is she has no experience in this. She's never done this before, and it's a crazy jump to do what she does on the daily, to jump to this concert, booker, promoter, and get $20,000. That's a huge jump, Bones, and I'm just shocked. I'm not jealous. I'm happy for you, Abby, but that's a huge jump.
Is he jealous, Amy?
I don't know what it is.
It's
like
weird,
I don't.
Yeah,
it's also
mixture.
Abby does so many things.
So many. She's extremely.
You're not saying this is a big jump.
I think Abby's very capable, so it's not shocking to
Abby,
me.
Are you a little nervous about all of this stuff going right?
A little. I mean, there is pressure, obviously, because I want it to go well.
Hey, big pressure though on big things.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that this is uncharted territory for Abby,
yeah,
and she just did it.
She's figured it out.
What about you when you got on this show and you'd never been on a radio show before ever? Or
it was a slow roll.
It was not.
Yes, I was. I was just the cameraman.
You went from Stop it.
Yes.
You were in the freaking picture when we first started this show.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But again, that was crazy. And a lot of my friends were like, dude, that's crazy. You're on the Bobby Bones show.
Right, and you're like, no, it's actually, I can handle this.
No, I would say, I know, it is crazy. See,
well, I mean, I am too.
Lunchbox, any jealousy?
No, just shocked, like Eddie.
No, that's different. That's different.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, you guys
she
haters.
Goes from copying to, I mean,
she's not just copying.
You give me no credit for anything I do.
Okay, no, I just did. What do you do? I said you got water for Bobby. You make copies and you answer the phones. What did I not give you credit for?
She paints the busts.
She comes up with segments. She is like a segment producer. She helps with the podcast network. Oh, yeah. Like there's so much that
I do prep for this show every night for the next day.
We all do.
Yeah, like artists.
But she's saying she's like you guys. She's not saying she's better than you.
Oh, right.
She's saying she's also doing some of the things that you do.
Right, but I mean things that. There's plenty that she does that none of us do, and you wouldn't know how to do.
There's a lot that we do that she can't do.
You wouldn't know how to do. But she's not saying
that. I would bet you that Abby knows everything that you do, but you don't know everything Abby does.
Exactly.
That would be my guess.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. So no commercial.
Yeah, no commercial. They were also going to have me sing with the symphony, the Wichita Symphony.
Wow. Dang.
Like, there was a lot happening.
Let's write a new one. And sell that to them.
Ooh.
How about you're going to feel so pretty when you're in Wichita?
It's not bad.
I don't know that that's going
work. You don't like Wichita Nights? Is that the song we're doing?
That's for the Gentlemen Club.
Yeah. It's those Wichita Nights.
Oh, that's a new, okay.
So are you going to do the other versions of Hey There Hometown?
Yeah, I wanted to. About? Yeah, can you give me a list of cities? What city should I do?
Hey there,
Austin.
Hey there.
No, Abby, why does everybody have to do it for you?
No, she literally asked a question.
Hey, oh my gosh. Hometown.
Hey, she's asking, like, based on the knowledge of our show and where it's syndicated and popular, where would we, what cities we put in there? Hey there, ATX.
Wichita.
So it's got to be three syllables, yeah. ATX would be good. Mm-hmm. Austin, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Hey St. there, Louis. Boston, Mass.
St. Louis.
Boston, Mass. Hey there, St. Louis. That's tough. It's 30 syllables. Hey there, St. Louis. Does that work?
Yeah, I think so. Hey there, St. Louis.
Hey there, St. Louis.
I don't know about that.
St. Louis. Hey there.
Wichita. Actually, the way she says Wichita is almost like two syllables.
Do it.
Wichita. Oh, St. Louis, you'll always be.
No, do Wichita. Okay. Do Wichita.
Oh, Wichita.
It's almost said like two syllables.
Oh, St. Louis.
It works, but
you got to kind of drag it a little bit.
Okay, let's see.
So if you were to just do four, I would say ATX. Hey. Do you want to do Boston, Mass?
Mass is good.
Hey there. Boston. Hey there, DC friends.
Hey Washington, DC.
Hey there. Hey there, St. Louis. I think St. Louis is still good. You just make it work. Hey there,
Saint.
Hey there.
It's whoa,
Denver.
Whoa.
I don't know, dude.
Whoa.
It's hey there, hometown.
I don't know, dude.
And it's whoa, hey. Tampa Bay.
I was turning down one.
Oh,
Tampa Bay.
That's a good one. I'm just kidding.
Denver.
Tampa
Bay. Denver.
Good.
Denver Co.
You could do all the Florida ones, man. Port St. Lucie.
Whoa. Yeah, I like Tampa Bay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Good one. Tampa Bay, ATX. You should go wet. Bakersfield.
Oh, Bakersfield's perfect.
Whoa.
We got to do Bakersfield.
Or Northern Cal or something like that.
I'll get them all.
You cover them all, but.
California.
What? That's not a hometown.
All of West Texas.
Atlanta.
Whoa. Bakersfield's good.
It is good.
My morning.
ATX, Tampa Bay, Bakersfield. Whoa.
Odessa.
STL.
That's interesting.
I don't think you do any more Texas. You're putting too many eggs in that basket.
Well, I'm from Texas. Big
no,
state.
You did ATX.
Where I know, but I keep thinking of Texas cities.
Oh, Bones, you're looking at the map?
Yeah.
How we kind of have to spread it out a little bit? Okay, good call. What have we not touched?
Whoa.
What about New Mexico?
Madison. Albuquerque? Oh, Albuquerque. Oh, my God. Whoa.
North.
Farmington.
We don't really have north.
Oh, Farmington.
Where is that?
Yeah.
It's Farmington, New Mexico. We're on an air there.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
What? We're talking about major metropolitan areas. You know?
Farmington.
Ooh, Phoenix. But that, my Mount sister.
Phoenix.
It's
Phoenix.
Only at night.
Okay. Whoa, it's nighttime Phoenix.
Whoa, Phoenix evenings. ATX, Tampa Bay, Bakersfield. Whoa.
And Boston, Mass.
Boston, Mass.
We did ATX, but what about ATL?
Not there. We're not on there long enough.
What about Syracuse? Are we still on there?
I don't know, dude.
Syracuse.
I think Boston, Mass is probably good. We don't have
that
the Northeast
like a hospital.
At all. Boston, Mass?
I think it is.
Boston General.
Huh.
I like a TV show.
Boston. UMass.
Whoa. You think Boston, Mass has like a hospital?
Boston. No, I don't.
Boston.
Whoa, San Francisco. Well, okay, how about OKC? Whoa, OKC.
That's good.
Like Oklahoma City?
I like
it. Oh, Oklahoma City.
No, you can't do that. You gotta do OKC.
OKC.
All right, we gotta do a mid-roll here. Abby, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Hold on a minute, Abby. We'll be back. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I saw Marvel is going to release fewer movies and fewer TV shows, and we got two Marvel geeks here, Morgan and Mike. Yes. Mike, what do you know about this?
Yeah, this is kind of what they're already doing this year. There's only one Marvel movie coming out this year, Deadpool and Wolverine. That's it. It's because whenever they came out with all the Disney shows, people started to become disinterested, and people were feeling like they had to do homework to just watch one Marvel project.
Because if you haven't seen everything else, you feel like you can't watch the new.
Yeah, because the TV shows are connected with the movies, the movies are connected to the TV shows. Mm-hmm. So if you go and like, I need to watch six movies just to enjoy this.
Was there a bit of oversaturation at all?
Yeah, definitely, because it was just one show after another after another. They did like three or four movies in a year. It's too much to keep up with. And with they're all trying to interconnect and create a new Avengers, it's just too much for even me that I love Marvel.
And I really like Marvel as well. And I stopped watching this stuff because I was like, you know, I can't really keep up, so no need. So I just kind of chilled.
Yeah, I even dipped out on a couple of the shows because they were kind of boring. They don't really go anywhere.
I did like, you can come back in, Mike.
Okay.
Ray can take back over. I liked the one that was black and white at the beginning.
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Gnocchi one? Is that Gnocchi?
Loki.
Gnocchi
is a food.
Gnocchi is a food. Okay. It's like a potato.
I thought that sounded weird.
Loki. I never watched even Loki season
Loki's
two.
Loki's really good.
I like season one. I liked it a lot and just never, I don't know why, I just forgot about it.
Yeah, I would say WandaVision and Loki are definitely in the top tier TV shows of theirs, but I watched all of them. I enjoyed all of them. It was like I constantly had a flow of, you know, back when like Friends was on TV and you always had something to watch. That's kind of how Marvel was for me with all the TV shows. I just always kept them on. There's a new one coming out all the time.
It did seem like there was a new something coming out all the time, but they're just going to do that. I haven't been on Disney Plus in a while.
They haven't released too many new things. They released a new movie, like Wish was a new one that came out. But they really haven't been releasing a whole lot of like big blockbuster
things.
Well,
the best thing they have in Marvel right now is X-Men 97 on Disney Plus.
I don't know what just happened.
It's an animated show. So there was
I don't watch the cartoon. Even like the Spider-Man.
Call it cartoons.
It is a cartoon though, right?
What do you call it?
It's an animated show. It's for people my age who grew up with this X-Men show in the 90s. That show ended in 99 and they're picking it up right where it left off.
What is Looney Tunes? What is that?
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Animated show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an animated show. But you make it sound like it's for children. Like it sounds for children. That it's a cartoon.
No, I don't think so. Like Simpsons are a cartoon.
But yeah, I feel like you like belittle it a little bit. Oh, I didn't mean that.
No, I mean, I don't really watch cartoons. I don't. If I only have a certain amount of time to take in some content, I usually don't pursue cartoons.
Okay.
Unless I'm very familiar with the characters already, like Simpsons and Family Guy. But I've had them in my life forever since I was a kid, it feels like. But I know I'm missing out. Like the Spider-Verse one, I'm sure that's awesome.
I think you would love
that. Yeah, you would love
that. Yeah, and I'm not at all belittling. I think that I would if it's like, what am I going to do with my time? I just don't really want to, you know, pop on a cartoon.
Because it's even like Japanese anime. Like for them, it's like primetime television. Yeah. Like shows come on, like everybody watches it. It's just a different form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I like Beavis and Butthead.
Is that coming back?
It already did come back and went away again, back. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they did the SNL sketch where the Beavis and Butthead ended up behind.
Hilarious.
It wasn't even so much about Beavis and Butthead. It was just the Beavis and Butthead were in the background. It was so funny. Did you see it?
I just saw pictures of people dressed like Beavis and Butthead.
Ryan Gosling was one of them.
Ryan,
another guy.
Mikey Day.
Who's that?
From SNL.
Okay. So it's literally like a C-SPAN talk show. And they're like, so how do you feel about... And all they were doing was changing camera angles, but as she was talking behind her, it was like Butthead, just sitting there watching. He wasn't even doing anything.
Yeah, Keenan was there to talk about AI, and he gets distracted. He's like, he looks like Butthead.
There's somebody behind you looking like Butthead. She's like, huh? And then he's like, huh? All right. And
he's got the AC/DC shirt on?
Exactly. Human, though. It's Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Gosling.
Gosling, yeah.
And so then there's like, all right. So they make him leave, and the person, it goes back, and there's nobody in the seat. He goes back, and then it comes back, and they've seat filled it, but now it's Beavis.
And then they put them together.
And they're laughing so, they broke character, and they're broken, they can't stop. She's laughing so hard. It's really one of the funnier ones I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think that's their highest rated SNL show in a long time, too.
And it really wasn't about Beavis and Butthead. It was just that they were there. They weren't, like, doing a big Beavis and Butthead sketch. Right?
No, it wasn't.
I like Beavis and Butthead. And I don't mean to belittle it. If it comes off that way, that's on me.
No, I don't think you are. Just
but
cartoon.
I also don't chase foreign language film. I don't watch a foreign language film if I'm just looking for content.
Oh, my son asked me if he can watch Parasite, and I'm like, you know what? I think you can.
Why couldn't he?
Well, I mean, you know, like
he's 16.
R-rated.
Yeah, like you got to be careful with stuff like that.
He's 16.
Yeah.
What happened? I don't remember.
What even happens in that movie that's bad?
I guess don't
what?
Give it away.
Like killing?
But... Yeah.
Violence?
Yeah. And then, you know, when they're by themselves.
And that's nothing.
And then there's like a, you know, like the, I can't even say.
Whenever I have kids, they're going to come out of the womb watching our stuff.
Yeah, I imagine that.
That stuff doesn't even matter.
I imagine that.
Were you restricted at all as a kid? Because I mean, like I wasn't.
Nobody cared enough to put rules on me.
Yeah, me neither.
All three of you guys didn't have supervision?
I could go out. I had no rules. My parents didn't even know where I was. They didn't even care.
No, I get that.
The only time they knew I wasn't there but wasn't asleep on the couch.
Oh, we got Bobby turned out.
And I hate that for you.
No. I think both. Like I got good from it and bad. But I got a lot of good too because I had no rules ever my entire life in any way, form whatsoever, good and bad. I think people need to have boundaries. I think people need discipline in certain ways. I defined it in other places, but there were no rules because nobody, they weren't even around.
Well, kids feel safe with rules. And
boundaries. Yeah, I think I could have used some rules.
And that's why
sure.
But no, I didn't have any. Dude, I was freaking.
And it is kind of cool that my son asks me, like, instead of being
you
I'll just
every
walk.
Rule. You have 100 rules.
No, but he could literally, like, I wouldn't ask my parents. I'd be like, I'm just going to watch this while they're sleeping. Mm. Not my son.
Unless he's playing you and it's so funny.
He's already seen it.
Everything's locked.
Like, he's, like, literally, like, shooting dirty movies himself. Okay, he's like, Dad, I'm going to watch this one.
Eddie just said everything's locked.
Everything's locked.
So he can't watch it without asking.
You're out of your mind if you think he can't get to whatever you have locked.
He's
16.
He's
a smart kid. It doesn't matter.
He didn't know.
He's a smart kid.
Because you know what? He even has to be like, hey, will you unlock the TV upstairs so I can watch?
Yeah. He's playing you.
And how does he turn it on without the remote control, which I take with me?
He's playing you, dude. Because he's a smart kid.
He is, but he's a cooperative kid. He's
like, Dad, do you mind if I flip the page on this book?
Cooperative till he turns 18 and goes to college for the first time and goes crazy.
That's true. That's the thing,
yeah, and he can watch whatever he wants at that. I believe his brain will eventually get to that point, but I don't want it filled with all this stuff right now.
No,
he's a good kid, smart kid. He's doing whatever he wants. You just don't even know it. He's so smart. You think he's
keep putting that in my head, dude.
Telling you.
Stop.
We had a listener send me a really nice gift here. Rick Ernest sent me, this is at Arkansas. He played for Arkansas. Billy Ray Smith played for the Chargers too, but All-American at Arkansas, 81, 82, and is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He sent me this jersey. I thought it was super nice. I got a box yesterday with a Nolan Ryan baseball. Is that your friend?
Was that from Chaz?
It didn't say who it was from. There was no name on it.
Oh, well, then it's got to be. And is there two balls in there?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
Dave
from
Jabecki,
Chaz.
And then tickets to a tribute to the Beatles, but the show was like 2 weeks ago.
Is it the tickets signed or something?
No.
Well, I have good news for you.
Paul McCartney.
The show was 2 weeks ago?
April 27th, 2024 at the Fisher Center, Belmont.
Well, yeah, because he works there now. So he used to work with Amy Grant, but now he works at the Fisher Center. Let me see what's up with those tickets.
Bones, worry no more. You can go to a Lynyrd Skynyrd cover band.
Tuesday's gone.
Tuesday's gone with me this week.
Rain, a tribute to... Where's Rain, though? And there's
Rain?
If their name is Rain.
Here Comes the Sun? No.
Here Comes the Rain.
Is there... There's no Beatles rain song?
Raining... What? There's a song called Rain.
That's the song they picked?
I don't think it's big enough pop culturally to...
Rain. I'm the... No. I don't know. Rain. I don't think I know that one.
I don't either.
I don't know what's up with those tickets.
That'd have been
good,
though. That'd have been fun to go to. Well, tell him I said thanks.
Okay. He says thank you.
There was no name or anything on there. Thought that was super nice, though.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you want to do a Corny After Dark?
Oh, also, did you know that same person, just in case you're looking for dealers, he collects.
Dealers for what?
He said here.
If you need some crack, man.
He goes, I used to collect autographs, mainly presidential or historic. I have tons, and I thought my kids might want them someday, but they don't.
Dang.
He's like, I may start selling off my collection, so if there's anybody you're looking for.
I'd love to know what he has.
Babe Ruth?
What presidential. Do you have?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
I mean, if he has
president.
Like a document with everything in it, that'd be cool. I don't want to like go to his house like you would do, like going to some. Amy would go into people's houses. Didn't you go get the points?
Yeah, when I was trying to.
Yeah,
points.
I was newly married and we had no money and I was trying
to
fly.
Hey, no, don't hit us with that.
Newly married. Didn't. No,
but tell
we
him
didn't.
What you did though.
We didn't.
Tell him what you did.
We didn't.
Tell him what you did.
We didn't.
Tell him what you did.
Oh, are we glitched?
Abby.
What's going on here? Hit the CD player.
Abby's, tell him what you did.
Abby's making more for that race car than we made in 1 year.
Tell him what you did.
Okay. Also, and my husband, he was like a captain in the Air Force. We did not have money. So I was like trying to fly to see him somewhere, like go to North Carolina or something. And I was like, oh, if I buy, you could, on Craigslist, people would sell their Southwest points and book a flight for you. But it's their points, so they have to be the one that books it. And you have to like have your ID and you're not. So I don't know why I had to be present. Like looking back, I'm like, could this have been a phone call? Mm-hmm. Or something, but I went to this guy's house to use his points that he was selling on Craigslist, and then he invited me into his home, into his office, and I sat there and we booked the flight.
Oh, she went all the way into the house, went all the way into the office.
Yeah, it wasn't smart. I wouldn't. Everything was okay, but me now would not do that.
Did it feel shady at all while you were doing that?
Just no, kinda. But looking back, I can see how it was not smart. I mean, he was a safe person, luckily.
Luckily.
But if he wanted to, you know, lock me up and throw me in the basement and no one would ever be able to find me, that could have happened. Because I don't even think I told anybody the location of where I was going.
Correct.
So.
We were like, you went into the person's house and you went into a room?
But I think I got a round trip flight for less than $200.
It worked out okay. But yes, it could have been a phone call. And that's what felt shady about it. He was like, you need to be at my house. Come on in.
Yeah, but something about the points and like you had to be there in person because he had to book it.
You could have told him that on the phone with any of your information.
I don't know. This, yeah. Well, hey, maybe he changed his mind when I got there.
He was like, eh. Yeah.
And I sat down.
I don't want to eat her.
He's like, you know, we're good. So everything worked out.
Eddie, I made a note here. It says, and I don't even know what I made the note about. It's like when you write something and you can't recognize your handwriting.
Okay.
You and your wife got into a huge argument about this.
Mm-hmm. We're getting into a huge argument. Oh, this is a big one. It's our first big argument in a while. So we were at the park, and all the kids were there, and one of my boys finds a $20 bill like in the grass. And I'm like, that is awesome. And then my wife says, no, you need to put that back. That's not your money. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, he found $20 in the grass. And she said, that's not his money. So put it back. And my son's just watching us argue, like, well, what do I do?
Cash.
I said, no, man, cash, a $20 bill. I'm like, that's yours. My wife's like, put it back. I was like, that's yours. Put it back. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what would you do? It's $20 bill in the grass. Like, I'm talking about 10 yards away from the wilderness.
Cash?
Kazash.
Which is...
moolah.
Untraceable. And anybody could claim it. Is different than a card. Is different than any other sort of currency. You keep it. You look around. And you go to... you see if anybody's looking for money.
Right.
But otherwise, what are you going to do? Just leave it there for somebody else to take it when it's not theirs either?
And there was no one there. It was just us. We were the only ones there. And I told my wife, like, look, the rule is if someone has a chance to get this money back, like if we're at the store and I can give it to the person in the front, they can be like, hey, I found 20 bucks, whatever. Fine, I'll do that. But if there's no chance that they're going to get this money back and the wind blows in 2 seconds and it takes it into the woods, keep that money.
Or somebody else is going to find it and keep that money. Correct. Or it's going to get wet.
Maybe
and be
they
ruined.
Need it more.
That's what my wife said.
Money can get
but wet. Maybe they need it less.
That's what I said.
So but Eddie doesn't really need
assign,
it.
No, but you can't assign maybe to who finds the money.
Because I said, like, what do I need it?
You don't need it.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
We can all need. We can all use $20.
That's sure, Abby could.
Sure, but somebody.
No, Abby's good.
Oh, she's good?
Sure, but I don't know. I feel like I'd leave it in case it's, the person's going to come back looking for it.
But what if it rains or like an animal eats it? Then it's wasted. I'm on your side. I'm Dude, Team Eddie.
An
your team
animal
wife.
Eats it.
You don't know.
You don't know that.
I've had dogs eat money before.
Money can get wet.
Money gone. Bye. Lunchbox. Your opinion?
Oh, your kid keeps it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sure. There's not even a discussion. I mean, it's a dumb discussion to have because no one has rights to that money. It's out in the middle of a field. Who cares? Well, I remember finding when me and my brother were kids. We were behind the tennis courts west over. The park, and there was a $20 bill, a $10 bill, and two ones. I found the two ones. My brother found the 20 and the 10, and we got to keep them. And I'll never forget it, though, but he got the 20 and 10.
Dang.
And I got two ones.
What a vivid memory for something that
never forget
I was like four.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy to even remember anything at four.
Yeah.
He remembers everything.
So what happened? What happened?
We left the money.
No, really, what happened?
And we left the money.
You really left it?
You've got to be kidding me.
Check us out. We left the money, and then I drove back by the park like a couple hours later.
It's gone.
It's gone. Of course.
It's gone.
Somebody that needed it less probably took it and used
Dude,
it to
you
hire
should
a
put that money in your son's pocket
and
just dealt with the wrath of your wife.
Oh, man.
Your wife is gone.
So dumb.
Hey, speaking of money, Amy, did somebody reach out to you about Bitcoin? I know nothing about Bitcoin.
Yeah, a listener said, tell Bobby to hold on to his Bitcoin. Because did you say something? You mentioned that you were going to sell it or something.
I know nothing about it. I know when it like bottomed out, I bought a very mild amount. Apparently, it had a resurgence, and I just happened to log into this thing I never log into, my Robinhood account, and the money had grown exponentially. And I'm like, holy crap, Bitcoin. And so I said, I should just sell it and like buy something. Because it really was, but now... Are we gonna believe an email? Just a random email?
Well, so her name's Beth, and I don't know, maybe she works for crypto.com or something, because she goes, Amy, tell Bobby not to sell his Bitcoin. I think he'll regret it if he does. Do some research and get in on it yourself.
Down,
and then
I'm
she put crypto.com. Sincerely, Beth.
I'm down.
And now
a bit.
I haven't clicked the link, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know about me clicking any links.
What is crypto?
That's probably just a
I'll just go myself.
Why even go? What are you going to learn in there? What's the win?
She said that's the link she sent me to do research and learn for myself.
Why don't you just Google that?
Do research
that's what
without
I'm doing.
Going to their link?
I'm Googling it.
Bones, one of the basketball teams, though, like in the playoffs right now, the one of their sponsors is like crypto.com, right? I see it on the court.
And the arena in LA is now.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's legit.
Oh, learn. They have a learn tab. Learn. Build, oh, I can go to Crypto University?
Dang.
Oh, you're going to enroll?
Build my knowledge about
Amy's
crypto?
Amy's going back to college.
I am meeting with someone today about, because my house stuff, you know, like, I don't know. This is just stuff, like I've been, Ben and I bought our first house together. The first house I ever owned was as a newlywed. So we bought it a couple years after we got married, maybe. So 2007, 2008, I bought a house. So I've been a homeowner for quite some time now, but never really been involved in anything. I don't even know. So now I'm to be selling a house all my own, even though we've owned five houses. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, military, we moved.
Sure.
I feel like I'm a 43-year-old young. But, I mean, I know there's people in their 40s owning their home for the first time, but I guess I'm embarrassed that I've gone through this process five times but never been involved at all. So I have a meeting today to learn more with this financial person, and I'm going to ask them about crypto.
Well, no, I don't think it's the same type of expertise. However, I will say that I think it's awesome that you're talking about that, because we have roles in this job and our relationships and
right. In my role, I didn't like opening mail or
who does
paying bills. And Ben even shared with me.
And he was a bit more detail oriented.
Yeah, but he said when we got married, we talked about this sort of recently in last year, like around the divorce time. He said, what's crazy is, he goes, I thought, oh, yay, I'm going to be married, because he was deploying half the year. And he's like, now someone to like help with opening the mail, because he would come home.
She wouldn't open a single envelope. Yeah, he'd come home for 6 months. I don't know. Yeah.
Who did the bills while he was over there?
I did not.
What the?
He would have to set up. Like, I don't know. I have like bill. I've worked through it. I had bill anxiety or something.
Don't we all? God dang.
And I just had this like motto of like, avoid the money and it doesn't matter.
And you never had to, so why would you?
Right. Well, money, I think.
Like, you never had to like do that part of the job. Being in a relationship, he did. So why would you?
Right,
unless
but
you're forced
he
to?
Was looking. He
was forced
thought,
to. You wouldn't.
Right. I said, oh. He said, oh yeah. Before he deployed, he said, I didn't even remember this, but he said before the first time he deployed, he was going over like things that like would be helpful, and I was like, oh, I don't do that.
Wow.
Because I was scared I was going to mess it up.
Yeah.
And so
fear-based,
I just.
But that's good.
It was fear.
The fact that you're doing it now is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she has to do it now.
I know, but no, she doesn't. She could always just pay somebody to do it.
Oof.
But now it's
been. You pay someone to do your bills?
It's empowering to know.
All my bills go right to my business manager.
Like even your light bill?
Yeah, everything.
What? That's amazing.
Doesn't even pay my house.
Gosh, I need that.
Well, because I have so many percentages I have to pay out to people. Like if we tour or I got to pay my agent who negotiated my contract or my management, the 12% there, So it's like, I'm not doing that because I'll do it wrong.
But what about like the lawn guy? Like he cuts the grass and then knocks on your door. Like your business manager comes over and pays
him? My point is, once you hire them to do it, they want to make sure nothing's done wrong because it can be put on them. So they just handle all of it.
Wow. Okay. So I've always wanted a driver. Like if I became a billionaire, I'm going
to
do that.
But you have to pay them. I pay my business manager 5% of anything I make. Period. All 5% goes right to her. That's her fee for taking care of everything.
Wow.
And it was weird to go, I got to pay somebody to take. I don't even want you to look into how much money I have. It was a really weird process. But
it's vulnerable.
I was screwing up paying people wrong percentages all the time. Or we'd do shows on the road and I got to pay people. And I'm like, I forget who I paid.
Well, and also time-wise, like that's a
it's
lot.
It's like balance of 20 checkbooks at once.
Because people are filing like 1099s with you. Yeah. And like you don't need to be dealing with
that. In different states
that
I'm touring in, I have to pay taxes separately for every single state that I've toured in.
Wow.
No idea. And so that's where that came. I thought it was so bizarre that I was paying somebody, though, to like do. Now it definitely makes sense because I would have done it wrong. I'd be in jail.
You'd be willied. We'd do an IRS tour.
I'd have never paid a bill. Taxes would be wrong.
Which is sort of part of my childhood little T. My trauma around the money is my dad like had a lot of highs and a lot of lows and like went bankrupt and one of his partners served jail time because like my dad got involved in some stuff where he was like, he swears he didn't. I mean, my dad didn't go to jail. He didn't serve time.
Yeah,
but
he went to jail in the Middle East.
Well, that was for something different.
That
was for something different, but
he went to jail though.
But I mean, as a child, like I saw the highs and the lows of it to where I was just like, oh, I don't really want to deal with money and then I thought, well, my dad, he was just risky. He took a lot of risks, but then also trusted people much. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
He
had a bookie.
Just said a lot of lows, too, man.
Yeah, like after he moved out, my mom would find money hidden places. One time in the, like in a gardening glove in the garage, there was like $500
Pablo
cash.
Pablo Escobar?
Like,
that's cool.
Just It was gambling money.
Yeah.
It wasn't for anything else, but I think that was where the fear started. Sure. So that's why I was like, oh, if I'm in charge of it, we're going to go bankrupt, because that's just what I saw, which is crazy because once my mom became single and got a job
and took over.
Mm-hmm.
And so you I've worked through this in therapy
and I'm on the other side of it now, of like, which my cousin, my psychic cousin, she's the one that came to me even 2 years before I wasn't even separated or anything at this point. Didn't think divorce would ever happen to me. And she came to me and said, you need to get your finances in order. Like, you need to start being involved, because she felt like I was about to get, you know, like my life was going to change to where I needed to understand what was happening.
Wouldn't that be, though, like me going up to, I'll just pick somebody random, Eddie, and going like, man, you really need to get in shape.
But she didn't really know that I wasn't, I didn't talk about how I wasn't involved. Like, y'all didn't.
I'm just saying that's such a general, I'm not saying you even use specific, I'm just saying how I would justify that person, how that worked. I'd be like, there's no way that could have been because she was psychic. I'd have found a way, right, to go, no chance. I'd have been like, well, that's a general thing. You could say that to anybody. I go to Lunchbox, be like, you need to get your finances in order. And something's going to happen in the next year, 2 years, where you could look back on that and go, because it's such a broad, but.
Oh, it's a pretty big.
That's what I would do to untangle that unfairly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I remember when she said it, I was like, nah, I'm good. Like,
now, if she said,
that seems
you're
going to
get the D, I'd be like, there's only two options there.
Oh, my.
Later tonight or divorced.
I think she felt that, but as my cousin, I don't think she wanted to say that to me.
Really?
The divorce, yeah.
She knew that was coming?
She knew the D was coming?
I don't know, I guess.
So
anyway,
yeah.
But you can do it. Whoever's listening right now and doesn't think they can do whatever they've been scared to do for however many years.
My point is, you could pay somebody to do it, but I'm proud of you for just doing it.
Yeah.
You could keep that trauma and just have just hire somebody to do it. But I think it's cool that you're doing it and sharing that you're doing it. And that you don't know what you're doing, because nobody knows what they're doing until they do it.
Right. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to go bankrupt, and I'm going to make good decisions. And I do want to take some risks this year, but that is me selling my house.
Nice.
So know? I can hire someone to do my bills for 5% of my income?
No. That's what Bobby does. You could probably hire someone. They may charge you like $30 an hour.
The reason I even went to this person is because I was overwhelmed. I had to pay like 19 people 1 month. And percentages and gross versus net. And they send me tax forms from every state that I ever tour in. And I'm like, I do not know what I'm doing. I didn't know anything about money.
Right.
And so part of that deal is my business manager is very close to me. You all know her. Mm-hmm. She is like, okay, since we're watching, making sure that we're paying all your percentages, and we're also going to make sure that your bills aren't screwed up. So it's just not coming to our address, and we're just going to pay those two.
So the light goes out, it's on her?
Yep. Or it's me if I don't have any money.
Yeah. But she'll tell you that.
She'll let me know. I call her sometimes like, hey, are we cool? Can I buy this?
Wow, she's like your wife. I mean, like I am to my wife. Hey, can I go play golf today? Like, it's $50. yeah, you're good. Okay.
Your business manager lets you know. Yeah. It's a weird thing. It was hard for me to commit to it, to go, I can't believe I'm paying somebody pay money to people.
That's awesome though, dude. Because like, a lot of people don't have. I mean, it's so hard. Like, I keep getting an email to get my license plate renewed.
But I think you're missing the point. That's the very, very, very smallest part of it.
But still, though, dude, it's bothering me, and I'm like, I need to get to that. And
so
I keep forgetting.
So you just want like an assistant?
Then pay somebody, a college kid, to be your assistant.
How much?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know. I just got off the phone. Me and Morgan, number one, we're on a Zoom. I'm hiring. I went and spoke to the University of Arkansas, and so I'm hiring like one of their seniors. She's gonna move here and work for me for 3 months.
That's cool.
As a podcast and video editor, here's my email address. Anybody needs anything, hit me up. So one kid hit me up and was like, I want to do music management, or at least see what that's about. What can I do? I said, give me 2 days, come to Nashville. I'll put you in my management company, and you just see if you like it. It's not as glamorous as you think, but it may be for you. And then another one, she was like, she works for like the sports, University of Arkansas sports, the campus, whatever. And I was like, you can come do an internship. This company doesn't allow internships anymore. I said, screw that. You can do independent work for me, independent contractor. I will pay you for 3 months that you're off, and you'll work. And so we got off, and it was all good. So she's going to move here for 3 months and do podcast video editing. And
that's awesome.
So, and I was like, we can create a crazy cool name for your job. So on your resume, it says head of podcast development for whatever, you know.
Does she want to do my bills too? Throw in for an extra $20 a week?
But it's only her 3 months. So it's only three sets of bills.
Oh, dang, you're right.
My niece is coming here for 8 weeks. So she's at University of Colorado or whatever. She's business strategy major or something. I don't know. She needs an internship. So she's going to come live with me for 8 weeks and help me with a lot of different things.
You going to pay her?
Now I'm going to give her a cool title. I got to think about what that is.
You can assign her whatever you want.
Yes.
She can be God of Strategy.
God of Strategy.
Up to you.
It's a great title. With something.
But yes, I'm going to pay her, and I'm giving, like, she wants to come and spend some time in Nashville too, and she's going to stay with us the whole time. And it'll be fun for her to bond with her cousins. I'm excited about that. But
yeah, it's fun.
I'll have, if anybody needs anything, she'll be
she pay bills?
Around.
Yeah, does she pay bills?
I don't know about
my
that,
my license
Eddie.
Plate renewal?
That seems like a lot of work.
He's got one specific
I, someone. That's a lot that, of work.
But they're
he's
only going to be here 8 weeks.
Yeah,
and then
I know. Then I'm back at it again.
Yeah, so.
You only got to do that renewal once a year. You know, get that done, you're good.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.